The next morning was a new day, and he vowed to make it good. It was important to help others, for this he understood. His future was uncertain. He was now without a home, though in his heart he knew he would never be alone. Being different was a challenge, yet the answers he would find. No matter what might happen, it was important to be kind. While others may have pouted, cried, or even stewed, life is what you make of it. It's about how it is viewed. While strolling by a cavern, he heard a little squeak, as a tiny little turtle had been trapped for near a week. Lowering his head inside, the turtle bit the tip, and she rose up with his horn on this exciting little trip. A hedgehog who was injured and hungry for a meal stared up at a fruit tree. The climb was not ideal. Aiden saw the need and acted. His horn collected fruit, which he offered to the hedgehog, whose smile was so cute. He found many different tasks that his horn could help him do. It didn't slow him down or change his point of view. Yet he was about to learn something in a powerful way, and it would take place tomorrow at the end of the day. A wolf not far away, hunting for a meal. This horse would fill him up, but is this choice ideal? The wolf didn't know the family. He didn't care to learn. He was waiting for the weakest, and then it'd be his turn. While the stallions were off grazing, Aiden's mother rested there. The wolf charged at the horse when she was not aware. She neighed and cried and bucked him, then quickly ran away. But the wolf leapt on her back. This would be his day. Her cries brought all the stallions. They saw her on the ground. They chased away the wolf, but Aiden's mother had gone down. Her wounds were deep and deadly. Her breathing slowed down too. She hadn't long to live, and all the horses knew. They gathered all around her, sadly waiting for the end, when a friend ran to the woods, hoping he'd find Aiden. Believing she'd be gone soon, he bowed his head to pray. With teary eyes, he asked the Lord if he could let her stay. Like lightning in a rainstorm, without the sound of thunder, the horses watched his glowing horn with amazement, shock, and wonder. Her wound began to heal, her health had been restored, and soon his mother stood up, stronger than before. No injuries remained. She reared up to the sky and thanked her precious son because she didn't die. His prayer to God had saved a life, and the others had to know how Aiden got his spiral horn upon his head to glow. He told them it was a gift to him for being good and kind, but there was more to it than that. It was something God assigned. He encouraged them to share the kindness in their hearts. At least it made some sense as a place where they could start. You may not know why you have your gifts. You may not know what's yours. But those gifts are heaven sent and arrive through opened doors. So one by one, as time progressed, each received their horns. And before too long, they all became a herd of unicorns. Over time, he found more miracles, things his horn could do. Every situation gave way for something wonderfully new. He could purify the water and bring about the light, whether the water was dirty or it was too dark at night.